Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Malisha on the line with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you both.
Hi, Malisha. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell your full name for me?
M-E-L-I-S-H-A.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
912-550-8159.
8159. Okay. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. I'll just ask a few quick questions. And just to verify, did you get an attorney already to help you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
Nope. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents, contracts, or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this for yourself or someone that you know that used the Depo Provera?
Myself.
For yourself? Okay. And how long did you use the Depo Provera?
I've used it over 10 years.
Over 10 years? Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after taking it for at least one year?
Yes, I am. I currently have one.
Currently have one. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. When was the diagnosis? What date?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure.
Not sure? Okay. Do you remember the year?
2000. I would have to ask my husband. I think it was 2008, maybe.
2008, okay.
Yeah, I've had surgery.
You had surgery?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your family that used the Depo Provera?
Yeah, I have family members that think use it. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not sure. And what is your date of birth?
9/1/73.
I'm sorry, it was breaking up. I heard 9 and what else?
9/1/73.
9/1/73, okay. And did you consume the name brand of the injectable contraceptive, Depo Provera?
Do what?
Did you consume the name brand of the injection, the Depo Provera?
I don't know. I got it through the health department.
Through the health department? Okay. Do you know if it was the generic version or the brand name?
I'm not sure. I think all I know is I was getting a Depo shot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm assuming it was probably the actual shot.
The brand name. Okay. And you said you used it for at least 1 year minimum?
10 years.
For 10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if you had at least 4 injections in 1 year?
Yeah, you get it every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. So it was pretty consistent.
Every 3 months. Yes, every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. And when was the first year that you used it?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe 91,
92. 91
Not
or 92?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you used it for over 10 years. When was the last year that you used it?
Oh, ma'am, I can't remember that. I know that I used it when I had my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure when the last month it was.
Okay. To
I
the
would
best...
have to get my medical record.
Your medical records? Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, can you give us an estimate of a year? Just so we can fill out the intake form.
The last child that I had was born in 98.
98. Okay. Did you use it after they were born, or not at all?
I think I might have used it a little bit after she was born, before I went to the IUD.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to the best of
no,
your
I
knowledge.
No.
I'm sorry?
I think 98 was the last year. I think 98 was the last year.
1998, okay.
That I
so
used
from
yeah.
from 92 to 98, so that's about 6 years. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, I know I took it for a while.
For a while. Okay, no problem. And can you verify your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And can you spell your last name for me?
SMITH.
Okay. Melissa Smith. Do you have a middle name?
I just use my initial L.
L, okay. All right, no problem. So it looks like you might meet the minimum requirements to participate, so we can move forward here. I have your phone number, 912-550-8159. Are you able to receive text messages and open email on your cell phone?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Just because once we move forward here at the end of the questions, I will send you over a DocuSign to sign. It gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what is the name of the doctor that has been treating you or the doctor that diagnosed you?
With the meningium?
Yes, ma'am.
The Department of Veterans Affairs.
Department. Okay, of Veterans Affairs. In what state or what city?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. Okay. So it was the VA hospital of Gainesville?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have the phone number for them?
800-324-8387.
8387. Okay, perfect. I was just looking it up on Google. I just want to make sure that's the right one. So I'll put that on here.
It's Malcolm Randall.
Malcolm yeah. Randall. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll just copy the address here. Are you a veteran yourself, or was it through your spouse?
I'm a veteran.
You're a veteran. Okay, perfect. What branch were you in?
Navy.
The Navy? All right, and then can you
Ain't
confirm?
Right there,
can you confirm your full mailing address?
Six 303 Sundale Circle, Blackshear, Georgia. 31516.
31516. I heard 6303. Can you repeat the street name?
Sundale, S-U-N. D-E-L-L.
Sundell. Okay. Circle.
Purple.
Blackshear, Georgia. I'm sorry, ma'am. It was cutting off. You said Blackshear, Georgia?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then have you ever had any previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Oh, no, I don't get my social out over the phone.
Okay. I do understand. However, this is a legal document. In order for them to pull medical records, they need at least the last four. Can you provide the last four?
7229.
7229. Okay. All right. And then what is a good email address for you?
L-A-D-Y. number 4.
Uh-huh.
The letter D is in dog. 2000S as in Sam at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, I'm going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have lady4d2000s at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. All right, and you said you have a copy of your medical records, or do you have to request them?
I can get a copy of my medical record.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you able to provide them to the attorneys through mail or electronically or both?
Probably both.
Probably both. Okay. All right. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contract in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This just prevents any disruptions in your case. So for the emergency contact, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Someone that lives separate.
Lives separate, okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then who is your emergency contact? What is their phone number?
Phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
912.
Uh-huh.
387-1324.
Okay, and what is their relationship to you?
Daughter.
Your daughter, okay. And what is her full name?
L-U-S-H-A-N-D-R-A.
Okay, I heard L-U-S-H-A-N-D-I-A.
D-R-A.
D-R-A, okay. Lushandra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and last name?
Hicks.
Sorry, can you repeat the last name?
H-I-C-K-S.
Okay, Hicks, okay. And what is a good email for her?
Oh, I don't know her email address.
Nope. Okay, no problem. I'll just put yours for now.
I'll have to get that from
her. Okay. All right, so I'll just put her phone number for now and your email. So that's it for the questionnaire here. It looks like you meet the minimum requirements, so I'll push it forward. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. Miss Malisha, can you put me on speaker now if you haven't already? So I'll send you over that DocuSign so that you can open it up. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you need any help or you have any questions. And then I'll let you know what to expect next.
All right.
So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. It's going to come from either Mass Tort Strategies, or it'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, one of those. It's just going to ask for a few initials and a few signatures. Okay, so let me make sure. A few signatures and a few initials, just so the attorney has permission to start working on the case. So I'll send it to your email. And they'll also send it to a text message on your phone. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to open. Okay, so I just sent it over. Let me know if you got it, okay?
Natalia from?
Yes.
Mass Tort Strategies.
Yes, ma'am. Mass Tort Strategies. So I'll stay on the line with you. Just let me know if you have any questions. While you do that, I'm going to send another text message with the name and the phone number of the attorneys that will be representing you.
I'm on the phone.
No problem. Take your time.
I was wiping at the wall. I'm trying to read this, so it's going to take a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Just wipe it down. With the bone. So, I'm reading this. So, what is the percentage of this for you guys?
So,
have y'all
I don't
recovered?
Yes, so. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? Are you talking about how much the attorneys get paid?
Yeah, it says if no recovery, but I'm saying if it is a recovery, what is your percentage?
Yeah, so a mass tort standard for every attorney, they always take 40%. So it's a 60-40 split. You get 60% and they get 40%. However, if you don't get a settlement at all, you don't have to pay anything. So they're doing everything on their own. So all you have to do is provide the information, and then you just wait for the settlement. I know a lot of attorneys, if you go with like a local attorney, you have to pay like a retainer fee out of pocket. Sometimes it's like a few thousand dollars. But for mass tort, it's all the attorneys. All right, Malisha, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Now, the next thing that you can expect is give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days for them to process it and review the information. Then they'll give you another call. It's going to be a case verification call, and then they'll let you know what to expect next and how you can send them the medical information, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll send you a text right now with their phone number. It's going to be Pulaski Law. And also, you can save my number if you have any questions. I'm your number one, I'm sorry, your first step contact. If you have any problems with the attorneys, you can let me know, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
And what you say your name is?
My name is Natalia. I'll send it over in the text message as well.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.